Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about greed. Gordon Gekko was wrong. Greed is not good. Greed is bad. It's a parasite that eats at society like a golden tick the size of New Hampshire. And practicing and or defending greed makes you a blood-sucking tick no matter how fancy a suit you're wearing. Talking specifically about the idiot CEO, Martin Shkreli, who raised the price of a life-saving drug called Daraprim from $13.50 a pill to $750 because, and I quote, he needs to start making a profit. A 5,455% increase, which if a grocery store did to onions, would make them $2,700 a piece. Shkreli did this immediately after the company he founded, Turing Pharmaceuticals, bought the marketing rights to Daraprim. They don't make it, they just sell it. Another drug company, Gilead, did the same thing with a drug that they developed called Sovaldi, which is a cure for hepatitis C. The regimen for that drug consists of 84 pills, but each pill costs $1,000. That's right, $84,000, and then you're cured. But Turing Pharmaceuticals has no stockholders to report to, just Shkreli, a former hedge fund manager, which as a group are known to have less conscience than starving hyenas in heat. Remember the guys who advised their clients to buy stocks that they themselves were getting rid of? The mindset of a hedge funder is to do whatever it takes to make more money. Lie, cheat, steal, and worse. And now that worse includes letting people die for profit. Another example why hedge fund managers should be taxed at the same rate as real humans. You allow these guys to sell drugs, and it won't be long before they start creating diseases for which their company conveniently has the antidote. There is no ethical consideration. Only business. Even Donald Trump called the price hike a disgrace and said Shkreli should be ashamed of himself. And when Donald Trump calls you shameless, it's time to rethink your priorities. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.